Did you all have a good night's rest?
各位都睡好了没有？
If you haven't, do you want to sleep somewhere now or later?
如果没有睡好的话，是不是现在要再睡一点，或者是迟一点再睡？
I asked a brother how he slept.
我问一位弟兄，我说他有没有睡好？
And he said, I slept fine. I did not have the key.
他说，那我睡得很好，因为我没有钥匙。
I hope that those two who had keys also slept well.
我盼望那个管钥匙的两位也昨天晚上也睡得很好。
Last night we talked about obedience.
昨天晚上我们的题目是顺服。
The theme for our conference is workers together with God.
我们的大会的主题是与主同工。
And one of the responsibilities when we go into a co-workmanship or co-laborship with God, of course, has to be that one is boss and the other one follows.
当然我们每逢跟主同工的时候，或者跟任何人同工的时候，一个必须要做老板，另外那个是跟随。
And I hope we make it very clear that when we work together with God, that He is the Lord.
所以我们非常要小心，当我们与主同工的时候，主必须是老板。
And when He is Lord, then we are His servants, and that we must be obedient to Him.
如果他是老板，他是主的话，那他必须发命令，我们必须顺服顺从。
Sometimes we don't understand it all.
有时候我们不见得会明白他所指挥的一切。
Sometimes it does not make sense.
有时候我们也许会想不通。
Sometimes we think the timing is wrong.
有时候我们会认为那个时间不对。
But we still have to obey.
但是我们仍然得顺服。
Now today I want to talk to you a little bit more about this.
今天早上我想继续再讲一些。
And we want to discuss a subject that deals very much with that same concept.
我们想讨论一个题目呢，跟这个观念稍许有一点关联的。
And I want to entitle it How God Makes a Missionary.
我要讨论一个题目呢，就是说神如何要造成一个宣教士。
And perhaps we could even say, how does God make a man of God or a woman of God?
或者进一步说，上帝怎么样产生一个神的人。
And I want you to turn with me to a passage in the Old Testament.
我请各位跟我翻开旧约一段圣经。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章。旧约生命记第八章。各位的圣经227页。
Now there are four distinct stages in the development of a missionary or a servant of God.
一个神的仆人或者是一位宣教士，他的形成是有四个很分明的阶段。
And in these four stages,God builds certain things into the life of that person.
在这四个阶段的每一个阶段里面，神要在这个他所要用的人的身上，他要培养出一个很一个特别的一种品性。
And God's purpose for doing it is not only that we have a message to give.
他所以要这么做，不是单单说好让这个神的仆人能够有一篇信息可以传出去。
But that our life really becomes the message that he wants us to give.
而进一步的要使神的仆人他整个人生他整个生命成为一个信息。
See, it's very easy for our mouth to speak something.
因为我们口里面要讲一篇信息比较容易。
But it is much more difficult to live that out yourself.
但是真正要在生命里面活出这篇信息来就要难得多。
And a servant of God must not only have a message, but he must be a message.
所以神的仆人不但是需要有一篇信息可传，他必须成为 那篇信息。
He becomes a living message.
他成为一个活的信息。
And Paul writes about that also to the Corinthians.
所以保罗对哥林多教会的基督徒也是这么说。
In 2 Corinthians he says,
在哥林多后书他这么说，
You yourselves are our letter.
他说你们自己成为我们的书信。
Written on our hearts.
写在我们的心板上，
known and read by everybody，
为众人所知，为众人所读。
You show that you are a letter from Christ，
你必须显出你是基督所来寄来的一封信。
The result of our ministry，
就是我们向你们的在你们中间的事工的一个结果。
Written not with ink，
不是用笔墨写，
but with the Spirit of the living God，
而是凭着那个永生神的灵所写的。
And Paul was saying the same thing, that the life, the proof of our lives is really the proof of what we have to say。
所以保罗照样的是这么说，我们的生命的效果，我们人生的效果，也就是我们的成为我们的信息。
Now let me give you the four stages。
现在我就要列这四个阶段。
Perhaps you'd like to write them down.
也许各位想写下来。
The first one is the commitment to his call.
第一个就是向他呼召的交托的托付。
The commitment to his call.
向他神的呼召的托付。
The second one is the wilderness or desert experience.
第二个阶段是旷野的经验。
The third would be the preparation of our message.
第三个阶段是信息的准备。
And the fourth would be the demand for our message.
最后一个阶段就是我们这个信息的需要，对信息的需要。
We'll get to that Deuteronomy passage in a minute, but let's look first at that first stage, the commitment to his call.
所以我们暂且不讲生命记，我们先谈那个第一个阶段，就是我们如何向他呼召我们，而我们向主有所交托。
All right, in Mark the first chapter, we read the account of the calling of four men to be the disciples of the Lord Jesus.
在马可福音第一章里面记载着耶稣基督呼召四个人做他的门徒。
And you remember the story how Jesus called them.
那各位也许记得耶稣怎么样呼召这四位门徒。
Now this account is not like we many times think an account of a decision that the disciples made to follow Jesus.
这个并不像我们常常想象的那么一回事，就是说这种呼召呢，就是四个人他们选择来跟随耶稣基督。
We many times think that the choice is up to us.
我们常常认为这个跟随耶稣的决定是在我们。
But we rather find in this passage that it was Jesus' decision to call them.
但是我们会发现到在这段圣经里面是那个决定呼召他们是主耶稣。
In a sense, Jesus was not looking for volunteers.
换句话说，耶稣基督当时不是在那里等那些自愿出来跟随他的人。
And if some people said, "Now I'm ready to follow," then they would follow.
也不是等说有些人认为我现在可以跟随你了，那然后他们就成为他的门徒。
Or that we even have a choice in the matter.
或者是我们有任何选择的余地。
When Jesus had 12 disciples.They were not his 12 disciples because they volunteered for the job.
耶稣所以有十二个门徒，不是因为这十二个人愿意跟随他，选择跟随他。
Jesus spent all night in prayer and then he chose 12 that they should be with him.
耶稣花整夜的时间祷告，然后他就选择十二个门徒。
John 15:16 says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you."
约翰15:16告诉我们，耶稣说。不是你们拣选我，乃是我拣选你们。
And so we've got to come very clear to an understanding that it is God who originates the call to our lives.
所以我们必须很清楚地看清这个是神蒙的呼召是从神开始的。
And the second point is God never chooses us because of what we are.
第二点需要记住的就是说神绝对不是因为你我是怎样的人而来选择我们。
Because if that were the case, we would never be ready.
假如是这样的话我们永远不会预备好被他来选召。
We would always say, we are not worth to be those that you will use.
因为我们总会这么说，我们不配为主你来呼召。
We do not deserve to be called your disciples.
我们不配做主耶稣的门徒。
We never deserve it.
我们永远不会配做耶稣的门徒。
And therefore, it is He who chooses not for what we are, but what we can become.
所以耶稣基督选择我们拣选我们不是因为我们是怎么样的一个人乃是因为他要把我们造成怎么样的一个人。
In Acts chapter 4 we read how the disciples had to appear before the religious rulers.
使徒行传第四章告诉我们那些使徒们要被送到官府面前。
And when they were asked about their faith, they gave very clear answers.
当他们因为他们的信仰被质问的时候，他们的回答非常的清楚。
And these men were surprised.
而听的人就非常的惊奇。
And they were surprised because they saw in them unlearned, ignorant fishermen who all of a sudden could speak like this.
因为他们发现这些人是没有学问无知的一群渔夫而他们居然能够做这样的答复。
But see, the Spirit of God had come and God had changed their lives.
但是因为就是神的灵来到他们的生命里面把他们生命改变了。
And when Christ had chosen them, he had chosen them because of what they could become.
所以基督拣选这些门徒的时候就是看他们神能够把他们造成的一些怎么样的人。
And when we read the Gospels about the disciples, we understand what kind of people they were.
所以因为我们看四福音的时候我们知道这一些人是怎么样的人。
They were just like we are.
因为他们跟我们完全一样。
Always fighting with one another.
总是在那里勾心斗角。
Always one wanting to be bigger than the other one.
总是要比别人强别人大。
I want to sit next to Jesus on by the throne.
总是要在主的宝座的右边来站立。
Being selfish.
自私。
Being jealous.
妒忌。
Bragging about things about themselves.
自己夸大。
We are all like that, aren't we?
我们是不是都像当时的门徒一样？
Or maybe Chinese are not like that.
也许中国人不是这样。
But the Germans are like that.
但是德国人是那样。
Peter is a good illustration.
门徒彼得是一个很好的例子。
And yet God chose Peter not for what he was, but for what he could become.
但是神拣选彼得不是他是怎么样的一个人，乃是他将要成为怎么样的一个人。
So it is Jesus who chooses us.
所以是耶稣拣选我们。
The initiative comes from him.
是从他发起的。
And we have to respond.
而我们需要响应。
And that same call that God extended at that time in past to men and women, that same kind of call comes to us today.
神今天呼召领导我们，就像过去的他向无数的男女所发出的呼召一样。
And so when that call comes to us, then we have to respond.
当神的呼召领导你我的时候，我们必须有所反应。
And that is, we make a commitment then to his call.
我们必须要在他的呼召下面来托付交托我们自己。
We say, Lord, I'll go anywhere.
你要对主说，主啊，我愿意什么地方去，我都愿意去。
I'll do anything you want me to do.
你叫我做无论什么事情，我都愿意做。
Many times we sing it.
有时候我们唱诗的时候这么说。
But we make a commitment.
但是我们这么说的时候就是做一个托付。
And many times we say it with our mouth, but we don't mean it with our heart.
但是常常我们嘴巴是这么说，但是心里面没有这种意识。
Or We are a little bit like Peter.
或者是我们像彼得一样。
We say, Lord, I'm ready to go anywhere with you, even if it means into death or into prison.
他说，主啊，我们愿意跟随你到任何一个地方，甚至于下监牢，或者是要去受死。
But then when the crisis comes, we say, oh no, that's not what I want.
但是当危险危机来到的时候，我们马上就退缩，说不是，我不是那种的说法。
We do not know you. We don't know about this. We say then.
我们就不承认主，我们就说，我们本来没有想到会闹得那么大的一件事。
But there are times when we really hear the voice of God speaking to us.
但是我们曾经听过主向我们的呼召。
Where we do not figure this out ourselves.
我们自己不是自己的构想，不是自己想出来的。
But we say God has called us, and we are willing to respond, and we are willing to obey.
我们就说，神呼召了我，我就愿意顺服，我就愿意跟他去。
And perhaps this week there'll be some of us who will be hearing that call.
也许这几天里面，我们中间有人就会听到这一种的呼召。
And I hope that when you hear that call, that your response will be, I will make a commitment to follow him.
所以我愿意，当你听到这个呼召的时候，你的反应就是说，我愿意交付我自己在主的手里，我愿意来跟随主。
Because that's not my idea, it's his idea.
因为这个不是我的想法，我的构想，而是神要这么做。
And when that takes place, there's a great motivation in our lives.
当这件事情发生的时候，我们生命里面就有一个很大的冲力。Because
we really sense God has called us.
因为我们很清楚地感受到神在呼召我们。Maybe
you feel a little bit like Moses when he saw that bush burning.
也许你的呼召是像摩西看到那个荆棘丛在那里焚烧一样。
Or maybe we were like Saul on the road to Damascus and he saw that heavenly vision.
或者是像扫罗骑着马往大马色去的时候，看见天有大光。
Or it could be that years later you will say it was in July at Simpson College in 1983 that God spoke to me.
或者是很多年之后，你可以回想说是1983年7月在Simpson College。 神呼召了我。
But whatever it is, there is a tremendous sense of I know God has called me.
不论是什么情形，你会有一种很清楚、很大的一种感受，说你知道神呼召了你。
And we walk out of this place and put our bags in the car and we say we're ready to go, Lord.
当我们离开这个地方，把行李放在车子里面的时候，你就蛮有一种信心说。 主啊，我们现在一起走吧。I
wished all of us could say that.
我盼望我们巴不得每一个人离开这里的时候都有这种的感受。That's
the first stage.
这个是第一个阶段。We
respond in obedience to His call on our lives.
我们用顺服的心向主的呼召托付我们自己。But
just as we're ready to go, God says, "Hold it."
当我们正要往前冲的时候，神就说，慢一点。
Now we enter the second stage.
我们就进入第二个阶段。
And that's one we do not like.
这个阶段呢，是我们不喜欢经过的。
And it's called the wilderness experience.
这个就是所谓旷野的路程阶段。
Moses received that kind of a call.
摩西是接受过那一种的呼召。
God said, I want you to be the one that really brings the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt.
神对摩西说，我要拣选你去把以色列人从埃及地带出来，救出来。But
it was not an easy time.
那个时候不是最好的时候。From
the time that Moses received his vision to the time that he accomplished the task of bringing the children of Israel, 40 years passed.
从摩西第一次看到这个异象，到神真正使用他带以色列人出埃及，经过了40年。And
there was also a period of 40 years before Moses was even ready to go about his task.
然后还要过40年，摩西才能够真正去做出这件事情。
The Apostle Paul, in a similar way, before he could assume his responsibility, had to go into the desert.
保罗, 需要经过一段旷野的经验, 然后神才能够使用他, 做他使徒的职分。
David had been anointed king.
大卫已经被受, 受膏作王。
And yet 7 years or longer he runs around in the desert fleeing from the king, from King Saul.
但是跟着的差不多有七年之久, 他需要在, 逃亡的生活, 就是, 要逃避这个扫罗的, 那个追杀。
He was hiding in caves and on the fields.
他在田野里面, 在山洞里面, 逃亡。
He was humiliating himself before his Philistine enemies.
他在, 菲利士人, 他们的仇敌的面前, 他都, 过一种很, 自卑的一种生活。
And the children of Israel in the same way.
那个以色列, 百姓也是一样。
What only would have taken them 2 weeks to go from Egypt into the promised land took 40 years.
以色列民从埃及地出来, 其实只需要走两个星期路, 就到, 迦南地, 但是他们走了40年。
Why was that long gap of time necessary?
为什么需要有这么长的一段时间?
Why was that long wilderness experience necessary?
为什么神认为这一段旷野的经验是必须经过的?
And anyone whom God has prepared to serve with him has had to go through an experience like this.
每一个神拣选来侍奉他的都必须要经过这段旷野的经验。
And the answer to that question is in Deuteronomy chapter 8.
这个问题的答案 就是在生命记第八章里面。
Let's read the first couple of verses.
我们首先念两节圣经。
Verses 1 to 5.
第一节到第五节。
Be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you.
第一节，我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，你们都要谨守遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，且进去得耶和华向你们列祖起誓应许的那地。 你也记得耶和华你的神在旷野引导你，这40年是要苦练你、试验你，要知道你心内如何肯守他的诫命不肯。他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物。 乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话，这40年，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿，你当心里思想，耶和华你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。
And then let's read also verses 16 to 18.
然后我们再念16节到18节。
He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and to test you, so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your forefathers as it is today.
16节, 是要苦练你试验你叫你终究享福恐怕你心里说这货财是我力量我能力得来的你要纪念耶和华你的神因为得货财的力量是他给你的为要坚定他向你列祖启示所立的约像今日一样
Now this wilderness experience is a necessary experience.
因此这个旷野的旅程或者旷野的经验是一个必须经过的经验。
It is part of our preparation to become the servants of God.
我们成为神的仆人的预备和训练当中的一个阶段。
We can never shortcut it.
我们没办法超短路走。
I have seen people that have become Christians overnight.
我曾经看到过就是一夜之间就成为基督徒的人。
And they have been immediately placed into a kind of ministry.
他们马上就进入一种侍奉的道路。
And the results have always been disaster.
而我就看到经常这种情形的结果呢，常常就是一团糟。
We must be very careful not to go against what Scripture says.
我们必须很谨慎，小心我们不要违反圣经里面的原则。
I have talked to many young students.
我跟很多年轻的同学们谈过话。
Many have had an excellent education.
他们受过很高深的教育。
They've even had their doctorates from seminaries or theological schools.
念过神学，拿过神学博士的学位。
They come out of the classroom.
从课室里面出来。
And they say, now we're going to have a ministry.
他们就说，现在我就要开始侍奉了。
But they've never had a wilderness experience.
但是他们没有经过这个旷野的经验。
And something is flat.
所以就变成扁了下去。
They never know what the real needs are because they have never learned how to meet those needs in their own lives.
因为自己没有尝过这种的需要，心里面的需要，因此就不能够去满足人心里面的需要。
Now, what does the desert do?
旷野对我们有什么影响?
Verse 2. 第二节,
The
Lord allowed those 40 years to be spent in the desert to do four things.
神准许这40年旷野的经验来做成四件事情。
The first thing is to humble you.
第一个就是使你谦卑下来。
The first thing that God always wants to do with us is to humble us.
神对付我们的时候，第一件事情
And when God humbles us, He will always take those things from us on which we think we can depend ourselves.
当神谦卑我们的时候，就是要夺去我们自以为能够靠得住的事情。
The things that we think make us strong, God's going to take those down.
我们任何一件事情认为是我们最强的事情，神就要把它拿去。
If we think that we have gifts, if we have talents, if we can master certain situations, God is going to attack in that area.
我们假如在任何一方面认为自己很有办法、很有才干，神就要在那个地方先下手。
And I have to say that I have gone through wilderness experience in that area too.
那我可以告诉各位，我自己在这一方面也经过一个。
I always thought that I was a good parent.
我向来认为我自己是一个好父亲。
And I thought that God had given us some real handles on how to raise a family.
我一向都认为神已经教导了我们一些很好的教导儿女的原则。
I thought that if you follow basic principles, then God will bless.
我一直认为只要我遵守一些基本原则。 神就会赐福。
And I could never understand how parents could have trouble with their children.
所以我向来不能够了解为什么其他的父母好像教养儿女有那么多的困难。
And especially I thought that when I had a lot of people come to me and say, what is your secret?
那我地上去。
It was a difficult experience for me personally.
对我个人来说是一件很痛苦的经验。
And I felt in front of many people completely naked and undressed.
我在那个经验的时候，我就可以说在人的眼目中，我自己感觉到完全赤身 肉体。
I felt like a total failure.
我觉得自己实在是一败涂地。
I felt like leaving the ministry.
我甚至想离开侍奉神的道路。
And maybe could get a job and put gas in cars.
或者是去做加油站的副司员。
Germans are supposed to be very stoic and solid and never show any emotion.
德国人可以说向来是一些吃苦的时候不显出那个自己的在那里吃苦。
But I wept more during that time than I've done in all of my life put together.
但是在这段那个旷野期间，我可以说我哭的那种眼泪呢，比我是人生中任何的时候要更多。
See, God goes after the idols in our life.
神要对付我们人生里面的一些偶像。
Because God says, I'm going to be central and nothing else.
因为神说我是要成为你生命的中心，不准有任何其他的在那里。
And he starts to humble us.
所以他开始要苦练谦卑我们。
And that's a good thing.
这个就是一件好事。
Seeing Brother Wu Yong sit here reminds me of something else.
我看到吴长老坐在这里，让我想起另外一件事。
I remember about 25 years ago, I was in Taipei.
我记得25年前在台北的时候。
And we were beginning to learn to speak Chinese.
在那里学讲中文。
And so some of us young missionaries had to get opportunity to speak in churches.
我们这些年轻的宣教士呢，就需要找机会到教会里面去站讲台。
And it takes always a very courageous Chinese pastor to invite one of these foreigners to come in and speak Chinese.
任何一个教会的牧长要让一个这个年轻的宣教士来讲道，那他的勇气实在很大。
And Brother Wu Yong was one of those courageous men.
吴弟兄当时是那些勇敢的传道人之一。
And I was invited to come and speak at his church.
我就被邀请到教会，他的教会那里去讲道。
It was the first time that I tried to speak Chinese without an interpreter.
那是我第一次不经过翻译站讲台。
And I had worked very hard on my message.
所以我就花很大的劲预备我的讲章。
And I thought I preached a good message.
我当时觉得我自己讲得不错。
And I said, Lord,If I'm going to preach this message, I want some results to take place.
我就对主说，我说主啊，假如我要好好的讲这篇讲章呢，我必须要看到一些结果。
And at the close, I gave an invitation for people to come and accept Christ.
结果讲完了之后，我就邀请要信主的人到前面来接受主。
And I gave the first call.
那我就做第一次的呼召。
Nobody came.
连一个人都不上来。
And I prayed some more.
那我心里面拼命祷告。
I said, Lord, you've got to demonstrate to me that I can really preach and that people hear and that they will respond.
我说主啊，你必须要向我彰显你是要我继续这样的传道，所以唯一的方法就是你要让我看见人们对我的信息有所反应。
We sang a second verse.
我们就把诗歌再唱一节。
Still nobody came.
仍然没有人到前面来。
And I was a little discouraged.
那我心里面开始有点灰心。
And I said, Lord, please answer, send someone.
我说主啊，求你垂听，求你叫一些人到前面来。
We sang one more time.
我们又唱了一节诗歌。
One man came forward.
有一个人到前面来。
And I said to myself, see, you're pretty good.
那我就对自己说，我说嘿，你看你不错，你还不错。
God answered the prayer.
神听了我的祷告。
But your preaching was also good.
但是你讲道也讲得不错。
That was pride.
那个就是骄傲。
When I walked out of the meeting,
我从那个聚会出来的时候，
I asked someone, who is this man?
我就问人家说，刚才上来的那位是谁？
He says, don't worry about him.
他们就说，你别怕他，别想他了。
别管他。He comes forward every meeting.
他说他每次聚会人家讲完道，他总是会到前面去的。
I was really humbled.
我当时实在觉得谦卑。
God wants to humble us.
神要 把我们降卑。
And he brings experiences into our life to really humble us.
他就会让我们遭遇到一些使我们降卑的经验。
And for that we need the desert.
为此我们需要经过旷野。
The second thing is, in order to know what was in your heart.
目的是要神要知道我们内心如何。
God wants to know what we're really like inside.
神要知道我们里面到底是怎么一回事。
And the only way that that can be determined is when we get into a pressure situation.
要达到这个目的，神必定要先把我们放在一个高压力的那个一个处境。
The last 3 weeks we have been with missionary candidates who are preparing to go overseas.
我们过去这个星期里面是跟一些准备要到工厂上面的去做工的新的宣教士。
And for 3 months they're going to be together.
他们要花3个月的时间在一起受训。
And they have a lot of classes.
所以经常有聚会。
They have practical experience.
有实际的经验。
A heavy schedule.
很重很重的那个课程。
They're providing housing for them.
也为他们预备住的地方。
Often people are summer vacation and say, will you take care of our house?
有时候在那个 要度假，所以他们就问我们说，你们可不可以找一些人来帮我们看房子。
And I talked to one couple who had moved into one of these kind of houses.
那我就跟一位宣教士夫妇交谈，他们正搬进了这么一种屋子里面。
They came in with a little baby.
他们带着一个小婴孩来。
They had traveled a long time.
他们很长的旅途来到这里。
Were very tired.
很累。
And then they moved into that house.
他们就搬进了这个房子。
And the house was filthy.
这个屋子脏得不得了。
Wherever you looked in the whole house, it was just terrible.
你不管看房子，任何一个房间都是脏乱得不得了。
And they had to spend 1 week cleaning the house.
他们光是把那个屋子清洁就要清洁一个礼拜。
And the question in their hearts was, is that the best the mission can do for us?
他们心里面就在想说, 归主协会为我们预备就是这么一个最好的预备就是这样了吗？
Another couple,
另外一对夫妇,
had 2 children.
有2个小孩。
They also came very tired.
他们到加州来的时候也是很累。
They found out that the meeting started at 8 o'clock.
他们就发现到那个聚会是8点钟就开始。
And when they found out that there was such a heavy schedule, they said, this is too much.
当他们发现到这个训练课程是那么重的时候，他们说，哎呀，太重了。
And one of the reasons that this is very important is to see how people respond when they get into a pressure situation.
这些都是要看到底一个人进入到一个很高压力的处境当中， 他们的反应如何?
See, as long as things go nice, everybody can be nice.
因为一切都顺利，一切都轻松的时候，那大家都一定是表现得很好。
But when things get tough, then we really see what's in the heart.
但是事情一困难的时候，压力一大的时候，才看到人的心里面是怎么样。
And the children of Israel are a good illustration of this.
当时以色列的百姓是一个很好的例子。
When God had led them through the Red Sea, they were singing songs and rejoicing.
当神把他们带过红海的时候，他们在那里高兴，唱诗赞美主。
But when they all of a sudden ran out of water, then they said, we're going to stone Moses.
但是一旦他们开始没水喝的时候，就要拿起石头来要把摩西打死。
And they said, we want to go back to Egypt.
他们马上就说我们要回到埃及地区。
And God says, I lead you through the desert to see what stuff you're really made out of.
神对他们说，我把你们带过旷野，就是要知道你们里面是什么料子。
And that's the testing that comes into our lives.
这个就是我们要经过这种试验的原因。
Have you been tested?
各位，你受过这种磨练没有？
You will be tested.
你会 被神试验,
and it's to find out whether or not we would keep his commandments.
就是神要知道我们会不会听从他的命令。
Now, basically the purpose for the desert is that we know who God is and what he can do for us.
要经过这段旷野的经验，就是要让我们知道神是怎么样的神，是什么神，什么样的神，而他能够为我们做什么。
God is there not only able to provide for us,
神不但能够供应我们一切所需用的，
He can protect us,
他可以保守我们，
and He can also give direction to our lives,
他也能够带领我们前面的路程。
And in the desert we learn that no matter what the needs are that we face, God is sufficient to meet every one of our needs.
在旷野中， 不论我们的需要有多大，是任何的需要，神有充分的能力来供应我们这些需要。
Whether to give us food,
不管是供应我们食物，
Whether to give us clothing,
或者是衣着。
Have you ever wondered whether or not you would go without food or clothing or shelter?
各位，你从来有没有想过，你如果有一天没东西吃，没有衣服穿，会怎么样？
Is there any question in your mind that God will do this?
你心里面有没有任何的想法说有这种可能性，神准许你没有东西吃，没有衣服穿？
There are many people that are frightened of unemployment.
有很多人对失业很害怕。
There are many Christians that are frightened that this might happen to them.
有很多基督徒都在那里害怕他们会遭遇到失业的情形。
How about you?
各位，你有没有怕过？
I remember when I was a boy in the city of Canton.
我记得我还做小孩的时候在广州。
We had come out of the inland of China and were making our way to Shanghai and stopped in Canton.
我们从内地出来，经过广州要向上海去。
And on the way to Canton, we had to stop in Macau.
在去广州的途中，我们必须停留在那个澳门停一停。
This was in 1941.
这个是1941年的时候。
Or 42.
或者1942年。
There was a great famine.
那里有遍地是饥荒。
We arrived late at night and went were met by some friends.
我们很晚才到达广州到达澳门。那个就有一些朋友来接我们。
And they said, we wished we could invite you to our home to eat something, but we have no food.
他说我们巴不得能够把接待你们到我们家去吃一点东西，但是我们什么食物都没有。
They took us to a hotel,
a restaurant. 就送到一个饭馆。
We sat around the table.
我们就坐在饭桌那里。
After half an hour, a waiter came and said, we have no food either.
等了半个钟点，那个招待的人来说我们饭馆也没有吃的了。
We were hungry.
我们当时很饿。
We hadn't eaten anything all day.
整天都没吃东西。
But there was no other way out. We had to go to that little house where we were staying.
那就没有其他的路走，所以我们就要回到那个我们要住的那个小屋子里面。
And I remember going to bed that night.
我记得那天晚上上床的时候。
We were hungry.
肚子很饿。
And I remember my father praying.
我记得我父亲祷告的时候。
He said, Lord, you have never allowed us as a family to be hungry.
他说，主啊，你从来没有让我们一家人饿过。
But today we've had nothing to eat.
今天呢，我们整天都没有东西吃。
We have money, but we can't buy anything.
我们有钱，但是买不到食物。
But whatever your reason is, we want to trust you.
他说，主啊，不管你这么做的原因是什么，我们愿意信靠你。
And we turned the lights out and went to bed.
我们就把灯熄掉，就去就寝。
Couldn't sleep.
睡不着。
The stomach was making too big a noise.
因为肚子里面的声音太吵。
Just before midnight, there was a knock at the door.
刚快到半夜的时候，就有人敲门。
And a dear Chinese brother came.
一个很可爱的一位中国弟兄来了。
A little bag of rice.
他就一小包米。
And he had some little bits of vegetable.
就一些蔬菜。
He said, I heard that you had arrived.
他说我们听到你们刚刚到。
And he said, I thought you probably would need something because you can't buy anything.
他说我们想你一定需要一些食物，因为外面根本就买不到。
And he said, I want to give this to you.
所以他说我只带了一些来送给你们。
We had a big feast.
我们当天晚上大吃一顿。
I was only about 10 or 11 years old.
我那个时候只有十岁、十一岁大。
And that made such an impression on my life.
那件事情在我人生中是那么深刻的一个印象。
I have never doubted in my life that God would always provide for our needs.
我一直就没有怀疑过神在任何时候都会供应供给我们一切所需。
And there have been moments where we didn't know what would happen.
也有其他的时候我们不晓得将要发生什么事情。
But God always met them.
但是神总是满足我们的需要。
God protects us.
神也保护我们。
Is there any question in your mind that God can't protect you?
你会不会曾经怀疑过神能不能保守你、保护你？
I don't have time, but there could be many stories we could tell how God will give us protection.
我没时间来分享神在许多时候怎么样奇妙地保守我们。
So God's schooling for our lives takes place in the desert.
所以神要让我们学习，把我们放在一个学校，训练学校，就是在旷野里面。
Now the problem is we must learn the lesson.
但是问题是我们必须要学会那个功课。
There are many Christians who never get out of the desert.
有很多基督徒永远不会离开这个旷野的经验。
Because they never learned what God wants to teach them.
因为神总要教导他们的功课，他们总是学不会。
A problem comes into their lives.
遭遇一件问题的时候。
And instead of learning from the problem,
他们不但不去学习。
They want to escape that problem.
他们要逃避这个问题。
And then another worse problem comes.
后来呢，就这个问题更大了。
God wants us to learn through our difficulties.
神要我们遭遇到困难的时候要学功课。
We can't run from them.
我们不能逃避它。
And God will keep us in the desert until we have learned what He wants us to learn.
等到神叫我们真正学会功课之前，他要一直留我们在旷野之中。
We find in the last verse of Isaiah that there were the bones found of those men in the desert who never learned the lesson.
所以在以赛亚书里面，我们看到说，旷野中会有人有那些总是没有学会功课的人，他们的骸骨留在旷野里面。
But I was reading an interesting verse in Psalms a couple of days ago where it says that in the desert, God was in the desert with His people.
但是我前两天看诗篇的时候，有一节圣经说，在旷野之中，神与他的百姓同在。
Because God is with us to teach us so that we can learn.
因为他在教导我们的时候，神也就在我们那里。
And so therefore the desert becomes a vital, essential part in our preparation.
所以旷野是我们预备做主工的一个必须经过的经验。
We must meet God in our struggles and in our inward battles.
我们必须在我们的挣扎、我们的内心里面征战的时候，我们需要见到主。
And only then God can build something into our lives that we cannot learn in any other school.
神必须在这个过程之中教导我们一些我们在其他任何经验里面学不到的功课。
Now quickly the last two stages.
很快的最后两个阶段。
Stage three, the preparation of the message.
第三个阶段就是预备这个信息。
It's in the wilderness, in the desert, that message is developed.
这个信息也就是在旷野的过程中形成。
There are too many Christians and too many missionaries that go to be used of God who do not have a message.
太多神的工人、神的这些宣教士出去的时候没有这个信息。
Oh, I don't mean that they have nothing to say.
我并不是说他们开口没话讲。
No, but what they say really does not meet needs.
而是他们所讲的不能满足人们的需要。
Again and again, I heard people say, "Oh, I know exactly how you feel."
那我常常听到有人告诉我说我完全知道你刚才所讲的是什么。
I feel that way too.
我也有同感。
I know how you hurt.
我也知道你有时候心里面是的疼痛。
I'm still hurting the same way.
我自己心里面照样有这种的痛苦。
Well, sympathizing with someone and feeling and hurting like they do does not provide any answers.
但是你跟人们好像同病相怜，能够 同情他并不能满足完全满足他的需要。
I remember that when we were going through this difficult period,
当我记得我们经过这个段很艰难的这个路程的时候，
I had a lot of people come to me,
我很多人来看我们，
and said, we know exactly how you feel,
他们说我们完全明白你们现在经过的这种痛苦。
And I said, can you help me?
那我就问他们说，那你能是不是能帮助我呢？
They said,No, we've gone through the same thing, but we can't tell you anything.
他说，他们就说，不能帮助你。虽然我们经过跟你一样，但是我们没有办法帮助你。
And I thought to myself, you mean you've gone through a heavy experience like this and it's been wasted?
那我心里面就在想说，难道你经过这么重的一个痛苦的过程？而你居然不能帮助我，那难道这整个过程是浪费掉吗？
And I said to my wife, we better start writing down some things.
所以我就对我那人说，我们赶快记录一些事情。
And I said, let's write down everything that God wants to teach us through it as we learn those things.
我说我们必须记录下一切神所要教训我们的教导我们的每一样功课。
And over those months we started making a list.
在那几个月当中，我们就一一的把我们的经验记录下来。
Wrote down over 50 things.
我们就记录了五十多项。
And what a blessing.
哎呀，那种福气是多大。
What a wonderful thing that we knew God had built into our life something that we could share with others.
就是说我们知道看出我们在经过这段很困难的时期，神是要在我们里面造成一些我们将来可以帮助别人的一些功课。
And as we were meeting with people, what a wonderful thing to say to them.
当我们遇到其他的人的时候，能够对他们讲一些话，我们心里面是会多么的高兴。
We could say, yes, I know how you feel.
我们是说，是的，我知道你们现在遭遇到的是怎么样。
Yes, I went through that same experience.
是的，我也经过同样的经验。
But let me share with you what God did for me to help me get through it.
那我现在就要跟你分享神如何帮助我经过这个难关。
And in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, we read that too.
那在哥林多后书第一章里面，我们也读了这些话。
In verse 4 it says, The God of comfort who comforts us in all our trouble so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the same comfort we ourselves have received from God.
我们在一切的患难中他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
And therefore our lifeAnd our battles and our struggle.
因此我们所遇到的事情，我们的战争，我们的挣扎。
And how he has taught us to overcome those areas, that becomes our message then.
而神如何教导我们如何去胜过这一切，这一些话就成为我们的信心。
See, first God wants to do something in us before he can do something through us.
神先需要在我们里面做工，然后他才能够透过我们做工。
So we've talked about the commitment to his call.
所以我们首先是讲到我们响应主的呼召。
We've talked about the wilderness experience.
我们讲到旷野的经验。
We've talked about the preparation of the message through experiences that he brings into our lives.
我们也讲到经过神所容许临到我们身上的遭遇，他来教导我们的功课，我们就把这些成为我们的信息。
And finally when that has taken place, then there comes a demand for the message.
等到这些都发生了之后，就对我们这个侍奉就会有外面就会有这种需要。
As we deepen the message in our life, then God will broaden it.
当我们的与主的经验越深的时候，外面神就会使我们的事工越广。
And then God will extend it so that people will really express a need.
所以神就会把你的这个功课，把你的事工 会延伸出去，而让你发现到外面许多的需要。
See, it does not depend on geography.
这个与地理没有关系。
The demand of our message does not depend upon age.
也不跟年龄有关系。
It does not depend on a good public relations officer.
与公共关系也没有关系。
It depends on the depth of the message in your life.
而要看你生命里面信息有什么深度。
And when God has built something into your life, then God will see to it that you will be brought in touch with people who need it.
当神把这个功课教会了你之后，他会负责让人来找你，让你能够供应别人的需要。
And people will start knocking at your door.
人们就会开始来敲你的门。
And they say, we need some help.
他们就会向你求援。
And we know that God has prepared you to help us.
而我们知道，我们感受到神是要你们来帮助我们。
And it's because of what they have seen in your life.
而这个就是因为他们在你的生命中看出的事情。
And when we are at that place, then we are ready.
当我们来到这个地步的时候，我们就是说已经准备好。
Because God has been allowed to build a living message into our lives.
因为我们让神在我们生命中预备了一个活的信息。
And then there will be no boundaries to where God wants to use us.
从那一天开始呢，我们被神使用呢是无穷尽、无限制。
What's the message of your life?
各位，你生命的信息是什么？
What do you have to say?
你对人有什么可说？
Is it just some facts?
是不是只是一些资料可以传播而已？
Or is there a message that has been built into your life of who God is and what God can do?
或者是神在你的生命里面已经造成了一个信息就是神是谁，他能够做什么？
The world is not interested in just some flat answers.
世界对你能够给的一些没有内容的一些话不感兴趣。
The world wants to see reality.
他们要看的是事实。
And the reality can only be demonstrated by what's happening in your life.
事实只能在你生命中发生过的事情看出来。
How far are you in the preparation as the worker of God?
你在侍奉神的过程你是在哪一个阶段里面？
Have you heard his call?
你听到了他的呼召没有？
Have you been willing to obey?
你是否愿意响应他的呼召？
Do you know anything about a wilderness experience?
你尝过旷野经验了没有？
What kind of a message has he been building into your life?
神在你生命里面他在建造一个什么样的信息？
Is there a demand for your message?
人们有没有向那个你的信息有所要求？
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。